Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Downtown County Band, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
So, Keith, are you from Frankfort?
From Owenton.
From Owenton.
Mm-hmm.
Tell listeners where Owenton is.
Just north of Frankfort, kind of in between Cincinnati, Lexington, Louisville.
And how do you happen to live in Owenton? Has your family always been there?
Born and raised.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does Owenton have its own school system, or do you go into Frankfort?
Yeah. Owen County Schools.
My family was like the second or first oldest in the to settle there.
The Cliftons.
The Cliftons.
All right. Why the town should be called Clifton?
Lots of history.
I know.
So
should be.
What did your family do in Owenton, where you grew up?
You mean now or way back then?
Well, way back then. You were in Owenton way back then, right?
Farming.
Yeah, so farm.
Probably had a mill.
Uh-huh.
I know we had a mill. My great-grandfather had a mill.
What do you do aside from playing music?
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah? Like?
Paint. I paint portraits. I work for the state. I have a degree in art, and I'm dying to use it, but...
Yeah, well, when you said paint, I was sort of picturing you up on a ladder, slobbing paint on the side of something, but you're in front of an easel and painting. Yeah, very cool.
I try to run around. I try to run around. But every railroad take me to the same town. I never worry still. I will. In the morning and the day, in the night, you treat me this way. Well, I'm leaving town. No, your letters don't have me down. So you bought everything for me. Well, that love don't mean a thing. Take me back, not today. Oh, my heart is that away.
That Red Barn Radio used for their theme song for a little while, so we're real proud of it.
Used to use.
Used to.
Many years.
Yeah, back when it was still cool. Anyway, Wes wrote this one, and it's Monterey Blues.
Thank you, Johnny. So good to be here. Thanks, everybody, for coming. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Ed. Fantastic crew, as always.
My grandfather is a guitar player, was a guitar player. He doesn't play anymore. I went up and sat with him and some of his buddies that played just really old country songs and learned a lot of them. And
so you have some pretty fond memories then of your grandpa.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
Great. Where'd you grow up?
In Boone County, Kentucky. Boone County is very north. Boone and Kenton County actually border the Ohio River. If you go across the river, on the west side of Boone County, you're in Indiana, and the north side would be Cincinnati.
What'd your family do in Boone County?
My mother worked at a bank. My dad worked in a machine shop, farmed a little bit.
Grew up on a lot of property?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nothing has changed, nowhere to go.
Hey, Wes, so I don't really have to ask what you've been doing. I see you have a family
have
here now, where before
now.
You didn't.
Tell us about what's going on in your life since we saw you
kids,
last.
Kids, trying to be a wonderful husband and a wonderful father.
Well, this is a perfect opportunity for me to ask your family how that's working out, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you do other than play music?
Well, we live on the family farm.
How big is that farm?
Wes Petzinger.
It's over 100 acres. 101.
And you farm it?
Well, we have been for quite some time. Yeah, there's always something being farmed on it.
What else do you do? Not that you need to do anything
IT
else.
IT work for a local Touchstone Energy Cooperative distribution company.
Is that your full-time
Northern
job?
Kentucky? Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Did you get trained in IT in college?
Yeah, I did. I graduated in the sciences, chemistry and biology, but I grew up right in the beginning of you had to use a computer, and then, just like my father growing up with vehicles, you just figure out how to take them apart, put them back together, and know how they work. What's cool is my close friends I went to college with. We went to school at Wittenberg University, Springfield, Ohio. One of my brothers here, he's an architect, lives here in Lexington, and he designed my home.
So you're in Owenton. How far is that from Frankfort?
Well, from Frankfort, it's probably 30 miles, maybe just a little less. And then from here, door to door, it's 40 miles, 42 miles.
Okay, yeah. So it's a little bit of a haul.
Well, I don't consider it. I grew up in a rural atmosphere, so 40 miles is that's nothing. And it's still dry county, so we still have to drive 30 minutes one way just to get beer, spirits.
Why does everybody scream? Why does everybody holler? Don't understand me. Crazy, I'm living proof. They all scream and holler when I walk in the room. Well, it may be my addictive personality. Well, it makes me do the things that I do. Just as soon as you get lost in my memory, well, something brings you right back into view. Oh, Why does everybody scream? Why does everybody holler when I walk in a room? When I walk in a room, well, they just don't understand me. Crazy, I'm living proof. They all scream and holler when I walk in a room.
Good time special. Hit it!
Thank you.
Yeah, sound so great. You have a sound that's unique.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. And you have a chemistry on stage, which is really fun. You know, I hope your chemistry off stage is even half as good as it is on stage.
Yeah, we're a lot looser, and we're like brothers, really. It's a pretty cool relationship.
So once a week, you guys get together, always on a particular night?
Yeah, it has to be that way, because we've learned that one night set in stone, like that's when we're getting together and playing music.
To thank the Downtown County Band for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR, for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our great studio audience tonight for being with us, for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio. Yes, give yourselves a hand. We thank you for supporting us and for supporting our mission. We strive to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our show and our guests. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington. Hey, once again, let's give it up for the Downtown County Band.
Thank you all so much.
Wow.
sometime two, sometime enough for the whole crew. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, ain't let an egg since way last spring. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen small, ain't let an egg since way last fall. Sometime 10, that's enough for the railroad men. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, sing. Ain't let an egg since way last spring. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, small. Ain't let an egg since way last fall. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, sing. Ain't let an egg since way last spring. Cook a whole hen, cook a hen, small. Ain't let an egg since way last fall.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Wes, Keith, Dave, Johnny, and Jason, the Downtown County Band, for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.